Well, this story, we talked about it last half hour. I thought, okay, we'll just move on. But no, this is creating a lot of interest. 50% of women who are married have a backup husband.
I get it since we've talked about it, but like I'm still getting used to my husband, like my actual husband.
Yeah. Well,
who has time to prep for a backup?
Well, and maybe after you've been married a few years, you start to think, you know, God forbid something happens, who's going to step in? And they have someone in mind. Maybe they've never told anyone. Maybe they've told just their girlfriends. Some women have told their actual husband. They've said, you know, if something happens to you or, you know, you're going to leave, so-and-so's going to, I'm going after so-and-so. I'm not kidding you. This is what it says. Usually it's an old friend, an old boyfriend, even an old ex-husband, someone they've known for at least 7 years that they believe, these women believe could step in and take the role of husband.
Holy cow.
25. Now, here's the part of the story that just is fascinating. 25% of women who have a backup husband say they have feelings as strong for the backup husband as they do for their current spouse.
Of course they do. What could go wrong
of
there?
Of course. Right. Now, they're not going to have an affair or they're not going to, you know, they're just, these are just feelings they have inside.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So anyway, is this true? I mean, if it's 50% of women, that's a lot of women. 426-5343. All right. We got somebody on the line here. What did you want to say about all this?
Hi, I don't even have a first-round husband, and I have a backup husband.
Wait
a minute. Best friend's husband takes care of me, and I don't even need a real husband. It's awesome.
Well, hang on a second here. You don't even have a regular husband, but you have a backup husband who belongs to your girlfriend.
My best friend from forever, yep.
And the girlfriend is fine with this.
Oh, yeah, we joke. We all joke about it, yeah. Yesterday, my car died. He came and picked me up, took me out, and followed me out to get the car dropped off where I needed to go, took me home. Yeah, always, always.
So if something happens to, God forbid, something happens to her, you could step in easily and just take over.
Yeah, oh, 100%. Not that I'd know that I would, but yeah.
All right, well, yeah, you don't need a, what do you need a husband for? Other than, now wait,
That's
wait,
what
wait.
I'm saying. It's awesome.
Wait. Wait a minute, hang on a second. Here's the real question. Do you kill your own spiders at home and insects?
Well, I'm a single mom. I have to, yeah.
Okay. All right. And you don't need a stupid man around the house to do that. You can do that on your own.
Right.
Wow. I don't know what your address is, but I guarantee you it's pretty much Utopia Boulevard, Utopia Lane.
Jumpstart your morning with Jim, Carrie, and Angie on Classic Hits 101.7.